Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, it took the nation's top environmental court 7 months to decide on the merits of a proposed cleanup of PCBs from the Housatonic River. But it took Dennis Reagan a split second to answer whether the ruling was good or bad for the river. Yes, he said. Reagan is the Berkshire County Mass Director of the Cornwall-based Housatonic Valley Association. The Federal Environmental Appeals Board's decision upheld the bulk of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's $618 million 13-year cleanup plan for the river, but it was not a total victory for any side, nor was it the final step in a process that has gone forward slowly since the EPA unveiled its initial plan June of 2014. Lucky Orphans Horse Rescue of Dover Plains has been awarded a $7,000 grant investment from Petco Foundation to support its care of therapy horses. Lucky Orphans is a nonprofit organization focused on people helping horses, healing people, serving Dutchess County and nearby Connecticut since 2008. They've rescued 52 horses. Lucky Orphans provides equine-assisted psychotherapy in Dutchess County. The human clients of Lucky Orphans work with horses to overcome depression, anxiety, PTSD, and are survivors of domestic violence. For more information, luckyorphanshorserescue.org. Coming up tonight, the Sharon Ad Hoc Blight Committee has a meeting set for 5 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Town of Salisbury Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at Town Hall tonight at 5 p.m. Sharon Parks and Recreation has a meeting tonight at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. The Region 1 Board of Education has their meeting tonight at 6:30 in the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Library. Coming up tomorrow, the Exchange Club of Canaan has a dinner meeting at 6 p.m., dinner at 6:30 at the Hollenbeck Room at Gear Village. The speakers will be Mark Traeger, partner Lauren Traeger of 212 Consultants, speaking on top 10 small business tips. A Heart Healthy Lunch and Learn presented by MyHealthQuest happening Wednesday, 12 to 1:30 at Sharon Hospital. Join the no-cost educational luncheon. Learn the facts about preventing, detecting, and treating many cardiac and vascular diseases. A nutritionist meal will be served while the audience hears from cardiologists about risk factors, advanced treatments, blood pressure, and guidelines, and more. The event will be held in Conference Room 2 at Sharon Hospital. Seating is limited and fills up quickly. Registration is required. To reserve a seat, healthquest.org/heartlunch or call 845-554-1734. The Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting on Wednesday, 1:30, in the Central Office Conference Room. Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting in Salisbury Wednesday at 2 p.m. at Town Hall Upstairs Meeting Room. An executive session is anticipated to discuss a decision by the court in the Lime Rock appeal and any future action to be taken with respect to said appeal. Town meeting in Salisbury coming up on February 7th at 7:30 to receive and act upon the report of the town officers and recognize the town report dedication. Gear Village Senior Community presents author's lecture, Dahlia Garnett's Hollywood Stories, Thursday at 2:30 in the chapel at the Lodge at Gear Village. It's free and open to the public. Kent Center School Scholarship Fund will host its 23rd annual Chocolate Fest Thursday at Kent Center School from 3:30 to 5:30 in the school cafeteria. In the case of inclement weather, the event will take place on Friday, February the 9th. Alan Blagden is holding a book signing at Oblong Books at the White Hart Inn on February 8th at 6 p.m., marking the moment, The Art of Alan Blagden, with an introduction by John Wilderming. It's featuring 160 color prints of birds, animals, portraits, still lives, and landscapes. Community Conversation Session 2, Future Educational Opportunities for Falls Village, a structured discussion for citizens and taxpayers of Falls Village, will be held Friday, 6:30 till 9 at the Falls Village Senior Center. It's hosted by the Canaan Board of Education. The Sheffield Historical Society welcomes Doug Crane on Friday, February 9th, to Dewey Hall to give a talk on the history of Crane & Company, producers of fine stationery and paper supplier to the U.S. Treasury for over 100 years. The talk at Dewey Hall begins at 7:30. It's free and open to the public. Refreshments will be served. For more information, sheffieldhistory.org. Well, it's Jump Fest weekend coming up on February 9th. It's Friday Night Lights, which begins with target jumping at 7 p.m. immediately following the jumping competition. The human dog sled racing will take place as well. Refreshments will be served that night. Sharon Audubon will present an introductory workshop on maple sugaring on Saturday from 10 until noon at the Audubon Center. $10 for Audubon members, $15 for non-members. Contact Zach at 860-364-0520, extension 101. Way to register. And the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Jump Fest continues on Saturday. The jump competitors start practicing at 11. Competition begins at 1. Enjoy the warming bonfires around the grounds. There's also beer and great food and coffee at the Cook Shack. On February 10th in Germantown, the Claremont State Historic Site sledding party with a bonfire, snowman building, and refreshments is free. That's at 12 noon. A talk on hands-on raw food workshop led by Joanna Sophie will be taking place on Saturday, February 10th from 2 to 3:30 at the Pine Plains Community Room over the library. The workshop is free. Registration is required at 518-398-1927. A Whole Lot of Love dinner is coming up on Saturday, February 10th from 4:30 till 7 p.m. at the Copaic Community Center on Mountain View Road in Copaic, New York. It's their fifth annual. For reservations, contact 518-329-2823 or Bob at 258@AOL.com. Walk-ins are welcome. Chicken Parmesan or Eggplant Parmesan, sponsored by the Church of St. John in the Wilderness at Copaic Falls. February 10th, Stockbridge Norman Rockwell Museum opening event for the exhibit Gloria Stroll Carn, Pulp Romance, and a conversation with the artist from 5:30 till 7:30. The 2018 Snowball Dance is being held Saturday at the White Hart Inn, 8 until 11:30. Live music by Two Guys in Suits and Ties, followed by K-Mac and the Cadillacs. The cover charge is $15, ages 15 and under free when accompanied by adults. There'll be a beer plus a full bar available in the tavern. And Swasta Jump Fest continues on February 11th, the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships, closing the weekend. They start practice at 11, competition at 1. More information at jumpfest.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 25,520.96, the NASDAQ at 7,240.95, and the S&P 500 at 2,762.13. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.